The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas and parnasa berevach ad meya ve'esrim shana.
So this daf chaf aleph. The Gemara of Chaf Aleph on the days quotes a memra of Amaron that shloisha shiyoshu l'kayim b'shtar, three people who sit together to mekayim b'shtar to validate the shtar and verify that chasimus, the signatures of the witnesses, are accurate chasimus, it's not forged. Shnayim makirim, two of these three judges, they recognize chasimus de edim, the signatures of the edim. And the third one, Enemaker, he's just a dayan, he's just a judge. He does not personally recognize the chasimus, the signatures of the edim. Actually, chasimu, the thing that now, before they made the hentet, before they made the validation, semi-edim b'fonav, those two who do recognize the signatures, they can testify in front of the third one, the chasim. And now they can make a kiyam shtaris together, all three of them. The Gemara learns out from here, Shema Mino, we see from here that Eid Nasa Dayan, that one person could be both a witness and a judge, because these two judges are acting as witnesses on behalf of the signatures to say that they are real and not forged, and they're also acting as judges, because that's how we have three judges on the Kiyam Shtaris, on the validation, because these two witnesses act as judges, in addition to the third judge, and now we have three judges. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud asks the Kasha, for the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that we see by Kiddush HaChadosh, that we do not allow one person to be both an Eid and a Dayan. Re'u Shloisha, three people see the new moon, they ain't best, and they themselves are members of the Sanhedrin. Yam Dishtayim, two of them can stand up to say Eidus, the Yeshu Mechavei Mitzayachah, but they have to find two other members of the Sanhedrin to sit next to the third one, the Eidus name, and then they can testify in front of those three, V'yomeren, and then the Bezim can stand B'Kuddush HaChadosh B'Kuddush, She'ena Yochah Namah V'Asmai, because that one judge cannot work by himself, so you have to add two of his colleagues to sit next to him. We see that those two are standing up to say the Eidus, they cannot count. They cannot count as members of the Sanhedrin, as the judges. And we need to have three separate judges. You see that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. One person or two people cannot play both the role of witness and judge. So the Gemara at the end differentiates Hanach L'Eidus HaChadosh Deraisa to an Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh of making the new moon, the new month, which is Deraisa. That Eidus comes from the Torah. The Kiyam Shtar is Drabbanan. And validating a Shtar is only Drabbanan. The Halacha, the Shtar needs to be validated and that we cannot assume that the signatures are real and are truthful is only Drabbanan de Halacha. Not Torah, if it didn't Torah, we could assume that the signatures are real, and we do not suspect they are forged. It's only midrabbanan that we have to have this whole Kiyam Shtaris procedure and validation altogether, and therefore, for the purpose of Kiyam Shtaris Drabbanan, we can allow these same people to play the role of both witnesses and judges. Taisus in the bottom place, Der Masvah Hanach, comes to explain why in Dine Torah, by Der Aistag Alochus, we do not allow an Eid to be a Dayan, and he says two reasons. First reason, he says, after the Rashbam, is because Xer is the cost of Lunar from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'om Dishnei Anashim, two men will stand up, Ofnei Hashem, which over here really means in front of the Bezdin. V'om Dishnei Anashim, these are the Edom, Ofnei Hashem, these are the Dayanim. So we understand from this Pasuk, because I'll derive from this Pasuk, it's two separate roles being played. The role of a witness, and the role of a judge. And because the two separate roles being played, the same two people cannot play both roles. It's two separate roles, which are described separately in the Pasuk. Then Taisa says, Yesh B'farshim, a different shot. Why the Edom cannot be the judges also? Because for Edus to be kosher, it has to be, for testimony to be accepted and embezzled, it has to be Edush at Yochel Azimu. That somebody could slog off, someone could disprove this Edus, like two people could come to Bezdin and say that you Edom are really Edom Zedman. Imano Yisim, you're with us at a different place at the time that you claim that you were able to witness what you claim to bear witness to. Now, if the witnesses are both the judges, so if somebody would come to challenge their Edus, challenge the testimony and say that's not accurate, it's not correct. Edus, you're with us in a different place at this time, you never saw the new moon, you weren't in that part of the world, you were somewhere else. So then, the judges, if they themselves are the witness, they would not accept the people who are challenging their testimony because they themselves are the ones who testified. So the same people cannot be both the Edom and the Dayanim because we need to have impartial Dayanim, impartial judges who would accept the challenge to the testimony of the Edom, the testimony of the witnesses. Then Taisa says that cannot be true because then even if the Edom are just related to the Dayanim, the Edom should not be kosher because the Dayanim would not accept anyone who's challenging the witness, the witnesses who are their relatives. So Taisa says that it must be that this whole problem is not a problem that the Edom Shiyat Yochel Avimo, that the witnesses can never be challenged because anybody who wants to challenge the testimony of the witnesses can always take them to a different bezin somewhere else and they can set up a different bezin to challenge these witnesses and that will destroy the testimony of these witnesses. And so it must be that the reason why an eight is not nasa dying, why an eight cannot be a judge, is because of the first problem. In regards to Tosfos's problem that if an eight cannot be a dying because his witnesses, his testimony can never be challenged, and in Tosfos asks in that case that even relatives should not be able to testify in front of judges who are related to them. So the Tosfos in Siman Zayin, Chosh Mishpat Siman Zayin, he differentiates that the problem is not that we don't trust them that they're willing to accept a challenge to their testimony. Like Tosfos says, you can always have a different bezin that will accept the challenge to their testimony. The problem is that if somebody does challenge their testimony, their edus will be destroyed l'mafrei retroactively from when they said it. We are going to see them as edim psulim, as possible edus, and then it will come out that when they said their edus, they're already possible. If their testimony gets challenged, their edus gets challenged. Since it was already possible at the time they testified, because already then they were lying, so then it comes out the whole gemara din, the whole psak din that was made of their testimony, based on their testimony, was false. And since the whole gemara din is going to fall apart because the gemara din was based on the false edus, so then they will not be able to become edim zomim, because the edim cannot become edim zomim until after gemara din, until after the psak din has been issued. Then edim can become edim zomim if someone comes after the fact and challenges the testimony that they said in Bezdin. But here, since when the witnesses will get challenged, their whole edus will become possible mafreya, and they will be turned to edim psulim, possible edim mafreya. The whole gemara din will fall apart because since they are both the edim and the dayanim, so it means apostle edim said the edus, apostle dayanim were apostle, were the ones who judged the case and issued the gemara din. And if apostle dayanim are the ones who issued the gemara din, the psak din, and the gemara din, the psak din is not valid. So the Tzachoshim explains that this is the reason why some are mafarshim, yesh mafarshim, that the reason why an eid cannot be a dying is because you'll never be able to have edim zayimim, the edus can never be challenged. Even if the edus gets challenged and becomes possible, they will not become halachically edim zayimim, because the whole gemara din, the whole psak din, they issued at the yon will become possible at the same time. Now then Tzachoshim goes on to say that there are three levels in the halach of eid nasa dying. By the rabban the geshayla lakim shtar is validating a shtar. One person could be both an aid and a dayan. You can have two people cut up and say aidus, and then they can sit down and they can be dayanim together with the third person on the case. By the raisa de halacha, like we have the kiddush achedush, the same people who are aidim, they cannot be dayanim. They cannot get up and bear witness and say testimony, and then be dayanim at the same time. However, the mere fact that they witnessed the new moon, that does not possible them from being dayanim. We see that three people from the heaven saw the new moon, two of them say this in front of the third person, together with two colleagues that he brings in. And that the third person, although he did witness the new moon, he does not become possible from being a judge. He cannot get up and say Eidus and then be a judge at the same time. But the mere fact that he saw the Eidus, he saw the new moon, does not disqualify him from being a judge. There's a third level, by Dina the Fashas, that the halach is that anybody who witnessed the murder, anybody who witnessed the killing, they cannot be a witness to try to kill the murderer, to say that he's chayav misa on Bezdin because he killed somebody. And even somebody who just witnessed it, who does not want to stand up on Bezdin and be the witness, he cannot be one of the judges, because since he feels that he witnessed the murder take place, so therefore, we feel that he's already partial. He will not hear the other side. He will not hear that there's a tzad that maybe he made a mistake. Maybe it wasn't actually what happened, maybe it wasn't so. And therefore, once somebody witnessed the murder, he can no longer be a judge. Even if other edim come to say edus in front of him, they have to find new dayanim, new judges who are not witnessed, who are not present at the time that the murder took place. Now, there's another difference between the edus of Kiddush HaChodesh and Din Nefashos in regards to the halacha of eid nasa dayin. As Tosfos says, that by Kiddush HaChodesh there's another kula, another leniency, that besides the fact that the mere fact that one saw the new moon does not disqualify him from being a dayan. But also, if they saw the new moon by day, during the daylight hours, when the moon came out, the moon was already out, or the moon was still out, even though it was during the day, so then they could right away, they could be dayanim, because in the case where they don't have to stand up and bear witness, there's no standing up, so then the same person could be an eid nasa dayan. The whole problem was that you can't play the role of standing up and saying eidus, and being a dayan, being a judge at the same time. But in the case where they saw it during the day, then there's a klal that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hayom Beis says, that since if they would hear the Eidus, they would be able to be judges to make the Kiddush HaChodesh to start off the new month. So seeing the moon should be no worse than hearing Eidus about seeing the new moon. Hearing should not be any bigger than Re'iyah than seeing it. And since when they hear Eidus about the new moon, they could be judges to start off the new Chodesh, the Mekadesh the Chodesh. If they see the new moon, they could do the same thing. The only time that we say that Eid cannot be a dime of Kiddush HaChodesh is in the case, which is actually the usual case, they saw the new moon by night. Now by night, we do not have Kabbalah's Eidus, since at night they would not be able to hear Eidus you know, Beth only accepts Eidus by day. Beth is not open by night. So since by night they will not be able to hear Eidus, so by night they cannot see the Eidus of the new moon either. And it has to be, they have to go through the motions, go through the whole procedure the next day in the morning again. And it requires people standing up and bearing witness that the new moon was seen by night. And since it requires that procedure, so there we say, that different people have to play the role of witness and judge, cannot be the same people. Now, if we look in Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat, Siman Zayin, Sif Hei, there it's Kapaskim, the Alocha, that by any time that it's necessary for the Eidim to stand up and bear witness, we say the Eid Nasa Dayin, Eid cannot be a Dayin. But in the case where he doesn't have to get up and bear witness, there an aid could be a dayan. Bedina derabbanan, the Rama says, Akartai says, Bedina derabbanan, Lakim Shtaris, Allah is that an aid is das a dayan. The same person could bear witness and be a judge. But Bedina deraisa, they cannot do this. However, if they are not actually testifying, they just saw the edus. So then, since we're not talking about Dina Nefashis, we're just talking about Kiddush HaChidush, so there, the mere fact that they saw the new moon does not disqualify them from being Dayanim, as long as other people are testifying in front of them. Even when they saw the new moon, they thought they were testified, that does not make a difference, because in regards to the problem, as the Shach explains over there, in regards to the problem of Amdushneh of Nei Hashem, it's only a problem if the same people are standing up and saying Eidus, and then sitting down being Dayanim. As long as they did not have to stand up and say Eidus, it's not a problem. So whether they saw it by day, and then they do not have to mekabel any testimony, because we apply loyte shmir gedolim mariyah, and they can mekadesh the chiddush by the mere fact they saw the new moon by day, and since it's during the day, bezin is open, and they can mekadesh the chiddush right away. Or if other people are coming and saying the edus in front of them, so even if they themselves saw the new moon by night, and they thought that they would be the edim, that does not disqualify them from being dayanim. The only halacha of ein ed nasa dayan is that the same person cannot stand up and be an ed, and then sit down and be a dayan at the same time. Now there's a shaila as follows. What if members of the Sanhedrin or members of the Bezdin, they saw an Eidus on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Now Shabbos and Yom Tov is similar to night. That Bezdin is not open then. Bezdin is not Mekabel Eidus then. The difference is that by night, it's a Daraisa Dika Halacha. The Bezdin is not Mekabel Eidus. It comes from the Torah. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a Din Derabbanan. The Bezdin is not open. And Bezdin is not Mekabel Eidus. So it's a Din Derabbanan. So the Shach quotes from the Bach, that if they saw by the Shabbos and Yom Tov, they cannot be Dayanim, and even though it's only a Derabbanan Halacha, they cannot judge, then still, they cannot be called, turn around and become Edim after Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Shach says, V'tzorach in Ladina, the Shach is not convinced that this is the Halacha. And indeed, the Taz says that there's no reason why this should be the Halacha. The same with Bakim Shtaris, which is Derabbanan, an Ed can be Nasa Dayan, someone could bear witness, and then they could be a Dayan. Here also, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we're only dealing with a Derabbanan issue, there's no reason why an Ed cannot be a Dayan. Since in that Torah, it would apply the rule of Leite Shemir Gedol Meri'iyah, because they actually could have passed that right away when they saw the Edus that they saw. And it's only Derabbanan Halacha, they have to wait until after Shabbos, until after Yom Tov. So it's no worse than Kim Shtaris, where by Derabbanan Halacha, we said the Ed is Nasa Dayan. The Pesach Tshuva brings down, this is a big machlokes achronim between the Knesset Yecheskel and between the Tumim, whether we say Eid Nasa Dayan or Ein Eid Nasa Dayan on the Eidus that was witnessed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when it's only a derabbanan reason why they cannot judge on that day. The Ksais Lachleshin says that in Svara, logically there's a lot to differentiate between Kiyum Shtaris and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kiyum Shtaris, the whole concept that we need to bear witness to validate a shtar, is a derabbanan concept, a derabbanan problem. In that Torah, we don't need Eidus for Kiyum Shtaris at all. And therefore, since the whole concept is derabbanan, Chazal or Mikol, the Eid Nasa Dayan. However, by a deraisdika edus, edus for dine Torah, where even though it's only a derabbanan reason why Bezdin is not open on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but now that Bezdin is not open on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they need to bear witness on Sunday or on the day after Yom Tov and Isur Chag, so now they're bearing witness on a deraisdika halacha, and now the halacha is by dinim deraisa, the ain eid nasa dayin, the same person cannot play both the role of eid and dayin, whether because of the amdush nenosh of Hashem, or because of the problem that they cannot become edim zomim, edish yati achlazima, as we said before, the fizachoshin does fend for that side, for those ishmafarish, and that is the problem. So the question says that Minasfara, it would seem that we could differentiate between Kim Shtaris and Shabbos and Yom Tov, and say that by Shabbos and Yom Tov, we would say that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, Eid cannot become a Dayan. However, the Ksais Lachleshin then turns around and paskins the opposite. He paskins that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not for the Derabbanan reason, but for a different reason, we would say that Eid Nasa Dayan. And the reason he says this is because the halacha is that B'di'evid, if Bezin is Mekabel the Eidus by night, the Tosfos and the Rosh, the Rishonim, we paskin like say that B'di'evid it's possible by night. And the reason why I say it's possible B'di'evid by night is because if it only be Lachat Chilo, the Bezin is not Mekabel Eidus by night, so then we'd be able to apply the rule of Loite Hishmi Gedolim Re'il, and we would not have the problem of Eid Nasa Dayan. So Tosfos and the Rosh say it must be that even B'di'evid, we do not accept Eidus by night. So now, says the Ksef HaChoshim, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the halacha is, if Bezin is Mekabel the Eidus, B'di'evid it works. Since B'di'evid it works, so here we would be able to apply the rule of Loite Hishmi Gedolim Re'iyah, and therefore, really, the Eidus is already accepted, so to speak, by the Dayanim, and therefore, since the Ikar Din, the Eidus is accepted by the mere fact they saw it, but you have it, so then, even though they do have to sit and have the Din Torah the day after Shabbos on Sunday or on Isra Chag, still there we would say the Aloch is the Eid Nasa Dain, and especially since we're dealing with the Rabban Dik Alocha, and we can make on the Sfekas, and this is what comes out from the Shita of Tais and the Rosh, according to Sefer Choshen. Sefer Choshen Paskins, and this seems to be the Maskan of Tizkei Shuva, that if Eidim, members of the of Bezdin, they see Eidus on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in this case we would say that when Bezdin opens and does convene after Shabbos, we say Eid is Nasa Dain, similar to Aloch of Kim Shtar Spirabonin, that we say an Eid is Nasa Dain. So once again, by the rise of the Galoch, we say an Eid cannot be a Dain, he cannot stand up and say Eid is in front of the Bezdin, and then turn around and be a Dain himself. However, if it's Kim Shtar's Rabban, or it seems the Maskon of Sakaloch is that on anything that the Dayanim saw on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where it's only the Rabban Dik a problem, it's only Lechavchilo, that Bezdin is not convened then, so then we would say Aloch is Eid Nasa Dain, and they could turn around and say the Eidus, and then sit down and be the Dayanim. The Din and the Foshers, there we have an extreme Chumrah to anybody who witnessed the Hariga, the Ritzicha, the murder themselves, cannot be a Dayan, even if other Eidim come in and say Eidus, and the reason is because we do not feel they will be able to judge fairly based on the fact that they think that they saw the Ritzicha have themselves, and they already have a foregone conclusion what the Psaq Halacha is. And therefore, we need to take for Dayan and by the end of Fajr's people who have no previous involvement, who did not witness the Ritzicha, the murder themselves.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.